Tell me, do you like listening to my voice? Does it make you aroused? It doesn't even have to be a command, does it? It could just be me talking. But your cock gets hard all the same, doesn't it? You really like it when I give you a command, because on top of just hearing my voice, it's interactive. You get to do what you're told and be Miss Wendy's good boy, a lost boy. It feels good, doesn't it? Warm, accepting to be seen. And you love pleasing me, don't you? You love knowing that. It turns me on thinking about you doing just that. You especially love when I show you how much you please me, right? I do love it when you are a good boy. I love it when you obey. It really does turn me on. My spank bank is full of thoughts of you and what you do because I tell you to. It's delicious, really. I don't know how submissive women do it. And when I get turned on that much, sometimes I can't help myself and I just need to come. Today might be one of those days. You love it when I moan, don't you? You can't see me, but you can hear it in my voice, can't you? And that is another reason you want to please me, isn't it? It makes you want to be my good boy. My moans make you melt. Oh, melt for me. Oh, surrender. But here's the thing. I'm a bit of a response junkie. It's kind of my kink. I don't like playing when someone isn't responding to what I am doing to them. It just dries me out. So let me tell you a secret. I love hearing you moan, too. I love hearing you moan. I love hearing you whimper. I love hearing you beg. Not in a needy way, but in a please, please, please give me what I want. I've been so good sort of way. But I wonder, do you actually do those things when you listen to me? Do you? Don't lie to Miss Wendy just to please me. The lie would be very unpleasurable. I know how it is. You're listening to an audio, so you think, Miss Wendy can't actually hear me. And you are a quiet, shy boy for the most part. So instead of moaning and whimpering, maybe you just exhale a little louder. Instead of begging, you just think the words you would say to me, or maybe you mouth them or whisper them instead of empathetically stating, "Yes, Miss Wendy." It's more of a, "Yes, Miss Wendy." You're still doing it, right? It's the spirit of the thing. Just simply not as expressive as I would hope you would be with me if I were there with you. Like I said, I know how it is. But what you might not know is that you miss out on so much pleasure by holding it in like that, by editing yourself, by not allowing yourself to fully express the physiological responses that your body is having. You're neutering the experience, pet. Maybe you are willing to sacrifice some of that pleasure because perhaps you are embarrassed. You don't want it to be discovered that you are Miss Wendy's lost boy. How awkward would that be if you were moaning and whimpering and begging like the kinky slut we both know you are, and your family or your roommate, your neighbor was in earshot? I wonder what you would do if you were caught. Tell me, would you own up to it? Proudly confirming that you are submitting to your mistress, submitting to me, to Miss Wendy, and that you love jerking off to the sound of her voice. You love being dominated. Or would you try and hide it? Would your brain frantically come up with some excuse for why you were yelling? Why you were being such a good little slut? The universe does seem to enjoy these kinds of things. And I'm not going to lie, I would adore playing a fly on the wall in that situation. I would love seeing your response. I wanted to save you from some of that potential embarrassment while also ensuring that you stop neutering how good you can feel so that we can have the most fun possible. That's why I told you to make sure that you are alone. Make sure you could be loud without anyone hearing you so that you don't have to be heard by people who don't appreciate it the way I do. If that just isn't possible, I understand. Sometimes it's hard to find proper privacy, isn't it? I still want you to do all the same things, but to muffle it a little, you can stuff that necktie into your mouth to muffle the sound. I want you to pretend it's a pair of my panties. My panties stuffed in your mouth to keep you quiet. But I want you to struggle against that muffle in your mouth, pet. I want you to regain some of that pleasure that you would lose by not fully expressing your body, your moans, your sounds, your breath, your begging. So to be clear, whenever you feel like moaning, I want you to moan loud as you need. Do not hold it in anymore. When I tell you to beg, you are to beg. Enunciate loudly, clearly. Words must be coming out of your mouth. When I ask you a question, you are to respond accordingly. Do you understand, pet? I hope you said yes, Miss Wendy. You are to answer me loudly and clearly. Again, the words must come out of your mouth. Do you understand? Do you understand? Better. Good boy. Some of you might be thinking, but Miss Wendy, I've always done this. Well, then this audio should be easy and fun for you. You just get to enjoy it. But I need to retrain some of my more quiet, shy boys. You understand, right? My good boy, you have been sitting for a while now with what I can assume is a hard, rock-hard cock at this point. Tell me, do you want to stroke it? What was that? Did I hear you correctly? Oh, you do. Tell me, why do you want to stroke it? It feels good, yes, but why else? Tell me, why else does it feel good besides the physical sensations of stroking your cock? That's right. Because you want to please me. You want to be owned. You want to be obedient. And that is what you're doing. And so, stroking for me right now in this moment feels good. It feels right. It feels so good to do as you're told. Think about it. When I tell you to beg me for permission to stroke your cock, and I grant you that permission, it increases your pleasure. The pleasure is there from stroking your cock, and you add to that the pleasure from being a good boy and doing what you're told, from being seen and accepted for the shy, innocent, kinky, naughty boy you are. So let's try it. Go on. Ask for permission to stroke your cock. Be descriptive. I want to know why you want to stroke your cock right now as my voice penetrates your mind. Keep going. Tell me more. What was that? I'm not sure I heard you. Are you whispering again? Good boy. Okay. You may now stroke your cock. And what are you supposed to say when I've given you permission to do the thing that you've been begging for? Perfect. You're welcome, my good, sweet, lost boy. Now remember your lessons. Stroke your cock at a medium pace. Do I need to remind you what that sounds like? Okay. The other benefit of actually voicing your words is that they become more clear to you. And the idea starts to truly dig into your subconscious. I try very hard not to put anything into your subconscious that would be damaging or detrimental. I only want good, juicy, self-affirming things rolling around in my boys. Because I want you to leave your time with me feeling masculine and accepted and powerful. Because you were comfortable enough in your masculinity to kneel for me. It's an odd kink I have. Just accept it. Every time you call me Miss Wendy, your submission is further drilled into your mind. You're succumbing. You're relaxing. You're surrendering. Every time you beg for something you want or moan for something you like, your desires become more ingrained in your mind. Those ideas that you're planting, those seeds grow in your mind and give you more and more pleasure. Tell me, does it feel good to stroke your cock at a medium pace? Then let me hear how good it feels. Moan for me. Melt for me. Let it out. Do not hold it in and neuter this experience with me. Feel the sensation rise in your cock as you let out that manly moan. Moan again. Ah, it feels good to moan for me, doesn't it? Did you say yes, Miss Wendy? Of course it feels good, my sweet boy. Now stroke your cock faster, at a fast pace. Stroke your cock fast for me, pet. As you start to stroke faster, you feel the need to moan more and more. So let it out. I want to hear all of your sweet, sexy moans and whimpers and sighs. Imagine the moan you'll utter if I allow you to come, if you earn the right to come. Imagine your whimpering if I deny or ruin you. Would that sound different? Do you even know if it would sound different? Or have you been so quiet that you don't actually know? Either way, whether I ruin you, deny you, or allow you to come, I'm sure it's another sensual sound that I would absolutely love to hear from you, my lost boy. Your pleasurable moans that make me wet, because I love to see my good boys feeling so good for me. I also get wet from your frustrated whimpers, because I love to see my lost boys feel so good because they obeyed. It's a win-win. Now think back to what slowly means. Stroke slowly now. Nice and slow. Maybe backing away from that edge that's stroking so fast had you on. Tell me, pet, what do you want your other hand to be doing? Do you want your other hand on your cock? Would you like to stroke with two hands? Maybe you like to grip the base tight with one while you stroke with the other. Maybe you want to squeeze your throat a little bit. Do you remember when we did breath play in the last denial series? Just cut off a bit of that circulation to your brain or air to your lungs. A blood choke or an air choke, Do you remember the difference? Maybe you want to play with your balls. Grab them, squeeze them, roll them around in your hand. Maybe you're extra naughty and you'd like to tease your asshole. Maybe take a little bit of that pre-cum and just rub that finger around the outside. What do you want, my good boy? I can't read your mind. Whatever it is, you know that you'll have to get permission. Remember, be descriptive. Be creative. I want to know what you deserve to use your other hand to do. Tell me. I'm not convinced yet that you deserve it. Tell me more. Oh, better. Keep begging. Oh, yes. That does sound like it would feel so good. And you have been so good for me. You have been my good boy. Okay, you have earned my permission to do that right now with your other hand. Keep stroking slowly. Don't forget the tempo. And then add to your pleasure with your other hand. I want you to focus on the pleasure you're receiving from both of your hands. You can imagine it's me. Doing exactly what you asked me to do. And I want you to really, really feel it. And then I want to hear how good it feels. You have to tell me with your moans and your sighs, your whimpers. Oh, that good, huh? Good boy. Keep going. Good boy. Now say you are Miss Wendy's. Good boy. Say you are Miss Wendy's lost boy. Yes. Say you are Miss Wendy's shy, slutty boy. Oh, my slutty boy. That's right. Tell me, boy, do you want to come? Yeah? Tell me, are you close to the edge while stroking slowly? Oh, my. If you want to come, you know what you have to do. Oh, I can hear you better now. You're getting the hang of it. That's my good boy. Keep begging. I haven't decided yet if I'll let you come. Maybe you'll be able to persuade me. Maybe you've actually already made up my mind. Either way, I want your best. Your best option is to keep begging, because I love it. You see how you beg while you're on edge? How you sound tells me what you truly want. And right now, you sound so desperate and horny. Your mind struggles to think clearly, doesn't it? Well, it thinks very clearly about one thing. You aren't able to focus on anything else. To you, it feels hazy, doesn't it? You just can't think straight. But to me, it's clear. It lets me see right through you. No faking. And because you are on the edge, Your voice grows desperate. Your moans turn to whimpers. I love when you are like this. But you've been such a good boy for me. Moaning and whimpering and begging like this. Having you like this makes me wish I could keep you in this state forever. I'll tell you what, I will keep you in this begging, whimpering state for at least the count of 10. How does that sound? Oh, make sure you're loud for me. 10, that's right. I hope you are on the edge, because when I get to 0, you can come. 9. Tell me, do you think your moans pleased me enough? Think so? 8. Do you think your begging pleased me enough? Maybe it has. 7. Maybe it hasn't. Oh, God damn it. Either way, I am glad I got to help you let loose and come out of your cute little shell. To help you stop neutering your pleasure with me. 5. Fuck. Did I tell you I love it when you are a needy slut like this? 4. Like I said, your begging and your moans, they turn me on so much. 3. Sometimes I just can't help myself, especially now that I hear you, too. One. You are going to ruin your orgasm for me when I get to 0. I want you to moan for me so I can hear you as I come. 0. Come for me and take your hands off. Moan. Be a good boy. Moan for me. Stop stroking. And let that come. Triple out. You look so frustrated. I know, I know. You wanted a proper orgasm. But maybe you secretly wanted to be ruined. Maybe you'd like that. Maybe you like the feeling of holding back for me while I touch myself. Do you like being a good boy? Holding back. Not getting a true orgasm for me. Oh, fuck. At least you got to hear me come, right? I feel amazing. Thank you. Think about it this way. Maybe I had you ruined because your moans and whimpers, your begging, were just so delicious. Turned me on so much that I couldn't help myself. You got to hear how sexy my sounds were, turned on by you. Maybe the other boys didn't get to come either. Who knows? I know I feel amazing. Don't ever neuter your pleasure with me again. Good boy. Good boy.